The ongoing government crackdown on insider trading has brought down two of the wealthiest people in this country, among them a former CEO of the McKinsey consulting firm.
Prosecutors say they have busted the inside man in an inside trading case.
Rajat Gupta was convicted today.
He was ordered to reimburse Goldman Sachs $6.2 million.
Rajat Gupta was one of America's corporate elite and a symbol of success for the Indian American diaspora. His fall from grace captivated financial writer Anita Raghavan. She explored his unlikely relationship with the hedge fund billionaire at the center of the investigation, Raj Rajaratnam, for her new book, The Billionaire's Apprentice. Our conversation is today's business bottom line.
I always thought it was fascinating how someone like Rajat Gupta, who had been elected three times to lead McKinsey by his partners, who was friends with Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and Kofi Annan, why someone like him would end up with a brash, street-fighting, short-term trader like Raj Rajaratnam.
They were very different, different in how other people regarded them and different, I think, in how they regarded themselves.
That's right. That's right. You know, Gupta was more of a statesman. Raj Rajaratnam, of course, was a portly, you know, garrulous hedge fund manager. In a way, his very appearance seemed to epitomize all the excesses of the hedge fund world. And this was really a marriage of convenience, of mutual interest. Rajat Gupta stepping down from the helm of McKinsey in 2003 and casting about for a new future. And Raj Rajaratnam, you know, sort of like Iago in Othello, presenting himself as the way to that future.
Let's talk just for a second about the actual crime that appears to have brought down these two. In the fall of 2008, Gupta took part in a conference call among Goldman Sachs board members. A minute after Gupta hung up, Gupta's secretary dialed Rajaratnam's direct line, and then soon after that telephone call, Rajaratnam starts shouting to his traders, "Buy Goldman Sachs, buy Goldman Sachs."
Right. You know, the circumstantial evidence was just so powerful at the trial. And even though Gupta had always maintained that he had had a dispute with Rajaratnam during this period, why would he tip off someone he was in a fight with? I think it's a bit naive to think that someone who spent a whole career counseling corporations would find it appropriate to discuss inside information with a short-term trader.
The way you portray Gupta is somewhat sympathetic, like the fallen hero or the person who sort of wrecked his own life for tragic and mysterious reasons.
Well, as I approached the Gupta story, the one thing that struck me is that here was a man who had lost his parents before he was 18. He grew up in an Indian family where when your father dies, all responsibility falls to the eldest son. And from the time he started his life, he felt he had to do more. So I think the beginnings of his life put a tremendous amount of responsibility on him. And, you know, even at the end of his life, when he clearly had more than enough money for his family, he suddenly felt the need that he had to amass more of it.
One of the most interesting things about this whole story is how many people from the group that you sort of lump together as the Indian American elite, how many of them are involved? The prosecutors, for example, are Indian. And then here you are,
right,
writing about it, another member of the diaspora.
That's right.
Do you think the Indian American community felt a serious loss when this man turned his back on everything that he had done and lost everything?
Absolutely. Rajat Gupta was an icon to the Indian community. He was different from many of the Indians in that he was assimilated. He waltzed out effortlessly between India and America, business and philanthropy. And I think it was a great disappointment to many that someone of his stature fell so low. When I was starting on the book project, I was at a gala and a very prominent Indian American came up to me and he said, "Why, Anita, why this book? If you're going to write a book about the Indian American community, why do you want to write a book that paints such a sobering picture of one of its greatest heroes?"
Anita Raghavan is a financial journalist. Her book is called The Billionaire's Apprentice: The Rise of the Indian American Elite and the Fall of the Galleon Hedge Fund. Anita Raghavan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.